Hi. In this second podcast, and in subsequent ones, the goal is to empower you, as an effective communicator, to take control of your breathing and consequently your vocal production. Expressed in this way, this may seem a strange objective. However, the breath is the medium which carries sound waves that form your voice, and one, therefore, of the fundamental means of interpersonal communication. The aim will be to show you basic breathing techniques that will help you have a solid basis over time to develop centered or diaphragmatic breathing, and through these to enhance your vocal tone, placement, resonance, and pitch. If you would like explanations of these technical terms, then you will find them in the glossary document that accompanies this podcast. Then, as your breath control abilities progress, you will improve your power to project your voice without straining your throat or being in danger of losing your voice altogether. To save time and long, in-depth explanations, I have also provided a second document with this podcast. In it, you will find a brief explanation of the physics of how humans breathe. Please take some time to read and familiarize yourself with the contents. The value of what you are about to do is designed to build on those benefits that should have resulted from the exercises in Podcast 1, those being your improved stance and a reduction in your postural tension. Okay, let's begin. Please assume the relaxed stance and centered posture described in Podcast 1. And with your eyes closed, become aware of your breath as it rushes in and out of your body. Please don't take any action to control it at the moment. Just become aware of the movements as the air rushes quietly in and out. Please place your left hand gently on your right shoulder so that your arm is across your chest, and continue to breathe normally without making any effort to control it. Now what I'd like you to do on the count of three is to take in a very deep breath, as deep as you possibly can. Hold it until I ask you to release it. So, ready to breathe in. One, two, three. And hold. And gently release. Continue breathing normally. I'm going to ask you in a moment to repeat that exercise, but this time paying attention to what happens to your shoulders, chest. Be aware of any movement and in what direction that might be. So now we're going to take in another deep breath. Are you ready? One, two, three, and hold and release. Continue breathing normally, and at this point you may relax your hand away from your shoulder and take your arm back down by your side. If you wish, you may also open your eyes. I now have some questions that you need to be honest in your answers with. When you took in the deep breath, did your shoulders move up towards your neck or your ears? Did your chest move upwards and outwards? And did your spine arch in order to achieve this? Like most adults, you will probably find that the answer to one or more of those questions is yes. This is because, as we grow up, we unlearn good habits that we are born with. The next step of this exercise is to now regain control of the correct muscles that we use for breathing, the ones below the rib cage, the diaphragm, and the abdominal muscles. The exercise continues by me asking you to place your hand on your tummy button and gently breathe in and out. Become aware of your tummy wall moving against your hand. Now we're going to perform a series of deep breaths where we focus our attention on making sure that these muscles below the ribs are the ones that move, and focus on pushing our hand away from our spine as we take in the deep breath. The goal in doing so being that there is no more movement, or very minimal movement, occurring in your shoulders. So, are you ready? With your hand on your tummy, take in a deep breath on the count of three. One, two, three, and hold and release. And breathe normally. I hope your hand was pushed by your tummy muscles. We're going to do it again. One, two, three, and in. And hold and release. One more try with this exercise, and this time really concentrate on making those tummy muscles push that hand of yours away from your spine. Ready? And take in a deep breath on the count of three. One, two, three, and in. And hold and release. That's the end of this exercise. If you are serious about making your voice work for you, then you will take the time to practice these exercises regularly for 3 or 4 minutes at a time, maybe once or twice a day. This training of the abdominal and diaphragm muscles is an excellent way of teaching yourself and establishing the good habits of drawing your breath deeper and more centered into your body. An alternative way of doing this, if you're fed up with standing up, is to sit on a fairly straight-backed kitchen chair, for example, with your bottom exactly where the back of the chair meets the seat, and aim, as you take in the breath, as deeply as possible, to increase the sensation of the muscles in your lower back pushing against the chair back, as well as the tightening around your waistband of your trousers. Once you have established the correct pattern of breathing into the abdomen, the next stage of controlling your breathing technique is to time the intake, the holding, and the outgoing of your breathing by taking control consciously of the muscles that you're using. Just before we begin these new exercises, I wish to make sure that you understand that when I say hold a deep breath that you've taken in, that means that you hold the muscles in the abdomen and the diaphragm tense. You don't put any tension in your neck or throat, because if you hold the abdominal muscles tense, the air pressure will stay the same inside and outside the body, and your breath will stay where you want it. So, I'm also going to ask you before each breath to expel the air, which means to force the muscles in so that the lungs more or less are empty. The way to do this when you breathe out is to pull your tummy muscles in tightly towards your back so that this forces the diaphragm up and the air rushes out of your lungs as much as possible. So please, in either the standing or the seated comfortable position, relaxed stance, let's begin. Expel the air from your lungs and breathe in, 2, 3, 4, keep breathing, 5, 6, and hold, 2, 3, and release, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now you will see that I actually counted a different series of numbers there. The aim is for you to keep controlling the speed at which you take the air in, the length of time you hold it for, and the speed at which you will let the air go from your lungs. So we will repeat the exercise. Breathe out, please, expelling the air from your lungs. And in, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and hold, 2, 3, and release, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, as you get this exercise well practiced, you will be able to increase the time it takes to take the breath in, the length of the hold, and the time it takes to expel the air. The longer and more controlled way in which you can expel the air means that you can handle longer sentences and get right to the end of a thought before you run out of breath. So let's try again. 6, 3, 8. So expel the air and in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and hold 2, 3 and out 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. One more time, and this time I'm going to increase the number for the breath coming in, the length of the hold, and we'll see how long you can go on the way out. So this time I'm going to count up to 8 for the intake, 4 for the hold, and as many as I can for the expulsion of the air. So empty your lungs, please, and in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and hold 2, 3, 4, and out 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Don't worry if you've run out of breath already. The ability to keep practicing this exercise will eventually mean that you have got controlled diaphragmatic breathing, and you will be able to take control of your nerves as well, because good centered breathing helps calm adrenaline and channel the nervousness that you feel before making a speech or going into that important meeting, and make that energy focus where you want it to be on good voice production. And so today we have looked at two exercises. The first one being the exercise to draw your breath deeper into your body and use the correct abdominal muscles for diaphragmatic breathing. And the second one, which is the exercise to prolong and control the intake, hold, and expulsion of the length of your breath. Please do continue to practice both until you get your next podcast, where we will be looking at how to place sound on the breath as you expel it. Thanks for your time and attention.